in the city right now, and this is a good thing, UPMC. They're building a $1.5 billion, 17-story structure. UPMC Presby. $1.5 billion. And it's going to be 3,400 union jobs. 3,400 union construction jobs. Look, we like to, you like to beat up UPMC. That's your business. But I've said this, other than the fact that they saved my life, no exaggeration, when I had cancer. Other than the fact that we teamed up to provide millions of folks the opportunity to see videos about my cancer and the virus that could save you from the same cancer. They allowed me to do that. Other than the fact that we're teaming up right now with UPMC to get a young man a kidney with their team of doctors and nurses and staff. Other than that fact, they're the largest employer in Pennsylvania. Largest. Other than that fact, if UPMC is not in this town, you know we are? Done. Done. Put a fork in us. Done. At the end of the day, without UPMC, you know what we have? A bunch of Subway sandwich shops in strip malls. Look, say what you want about what they make and how you say they don't pay these taxes or those taxes. Fine. Average salary is over $65,000. And that excludes the big shot salaries. Fact. Average salary for the folks lowest on the totem pole is more than $2 an hour higher than their competitors in this town. Other than that, something about Pittsburghers. We like to complain. Fine. There are always going to be folks that have horror stories about hospital stays, but they saved my life at UPMC. They did. And they're the largest employer we have. And right now, they're creating thousands of high-paying union construction jobs. And quite frankly, those men and women, whether you want to hear this or not, they do the best work. How do I know this? Friends like Steve Mazza with the Carpenters Union. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good afternoon, my friend. How
yeah,
are
that
you?
Too. I lose track. This is a big deal, is it not? Tell us why.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Number one, it's a great project for the building trades, but it's a great project for everyone in the area, including the people that work on UPMC's campus. I mean, I think it's wonderful, high-paying jobs, life-sustaining jobs, career jobs, and things like that, Marty.
Hey, tell people the truth, because they can't handle the truth. How many men and women is going to put to work, and how long will they be working on this magnificent project?
Oh, it's going to, I would say, you know, I can't give you the number, but what I will say is it's going to be at least 2 to 3 year project, I would think. And but there's also other projects by UPMC going on as well. So I mean, it's wonderful for our workforce. Just with the carpenters alone, we have approximately 5,000 members in my local, and they're all working. I'm not saying all for UPMC,
right.
But everywhere in the area.
And this will take what, Steve? Several years. I mean, it's almost $2 billion, brother, right?
Yeah, it's like the same as the FMB Tower, and it's the same as the airport project. as well. That's just three, Marty. That's almost $5 billion worth of work.
And for the folks who say, to hell with UPMC, that's crap, is it not, Steve?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's battles within everywhere, no
that's
matter
right.
who you're working for.
That's
I right. mean, you can't, I can't judge. You know, I can see what's happening.
But it's putting your folks to work.
Things be better for everybody? Yeah, it is. It's putting the building trades to work, and that's what I can comment on.
Right on, brother. That's all I got is the truth. Hey, man, say what you want. I don't really care. But Steve gets it. You're going to put thousands of people to work for several years. You're going to spend almost $2 billion. I love that. And I'll always say that. If you can't handle that, it's your problem.